Today we talk about what makes a great movie sequel and what are some of the best movie sequels and worst movie sequels and game sequels of all time. This is Nerds with Mics. Hello, everyone. This is episode 146 of Nerds with Mics. I am Travis.
I'm Justin.
And thanks for showing up today. Today we got a different topic that we're going to talk about, and it kind of came on the news of there being a Matrix 5. The fourth Matrix movie I wasn't a huge fan of. I don't know, Justin, your thoughts on the fourth movie. But overall, I'm a fan of the franchise, but the fourth I was not a huge fan of. But this started to make me think, like, based on that news, like, what are some of the best movie and video game sequels of all time? And what, you know, makes a great sequel? You know, so we're going to cover some of that stuff. But as always, before we get into that, Justin, what have you been up to?
It's been a pretty kind of busy time. You know, as far as fun things go, last weekend we went and saw the Cincinnati Reds play, which that was my thing opening, I was excited about. Opening weekend. It was kids' opening day is the day we went. So that was fun. It was packed.
Their parades down there are unreal, like around the stadium and stuff that they do. Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. And this was typically, you know, we typically go to kids' opening day every year, and usually it's like not a big thing. I mean, it's a big deal, but it's not like crazy, crazy, crazy busy. You couldn't even walk without like bumping into people. It was so packed. And I'm just going to guess it's because the team is good now and people are just more interested in going. But it was a little chaotic, but it was a lot of fun. And in relation to that, I've been playing a lot of MLB The Show 24, which my thoughts on that game have soured a little bit.
Oh, no.
Well, in the past, you have these sports games that have all these card collecting modes like Madden, their Ultimate Team, and NBA's My Team. And they've been pretty scummy, but MLB is, for the most part, remained pretty unscummy. Like, you could have a really great team with cards you just get by playing the game. You don't have to buy anything, right? And unfortunately, that's not the case anymore. They've put some of the best cards that used to be free behind a paywall. And it's not just any paywall. It's a 40,000 stub paywall, which is like 40 real dollars. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, I'm not sure how long this is going to last for me. I'm still watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's kind of a slow burn. Loving that. Did watch a fun movie with my kid this week. It was called Orion and the Dark. Have you heard of that one?
No, I have not.
It's a DreamWorks animation movie that's on, I believe it was on Netflix, but it's about a kid who's afraid of the dark, and the dark takes him on a trip through the night, basically, and like tells him there's no reason to be afraid. All the different like spooky things, like there's like unusual sounds is one of them, and like dreams is one of them, but it's pretty good. Colin Hanks is in it, Jacob Tremblay. And the guy that wrote it's Charlie Kaufman, who wrote my all-time favorite movie, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. So that was pretty cool. I have kind of slowed down on Seven Rebirth, not because I'm not interested, just because things have been crazy. And that's not really a game you can just sit down and play in short bursts, because you may get, you know, thrown into a pretty epic battle. And I also have dabbled a bit in Rise of Ronin and Dragon's Dogma 2, but not enough to really have an opinion. Early opinion is I like them both. I think I kind of like Rise of Ronin more, but still very early. I mean, we're talking less than 2 or 3 hours on each, but so far pretty solid games. What about you?
Yeah, so I actually dabbled in both of those games as well, but like you, not enough to really have like a big opinion on it. My goal this week is to play a little bit more of those two games, figure out which one I want to start pouring a little bit more time in, and then split my time between that and Final Fantasy. I'm still on my way to the grind of 90, because I saw the expansion has a release date now. I think it's like July 2nd.
Yeah, we get early access too if you pre-ordered, I guess. We get one week to beat the Elden Ring DLC is what Yoshi P said.
And then, oh.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to give you 1 week to play the Elden Ring DLC. Yeah. And then
So I'm really excited about that, but I'm also a little afraid that, like, for the first time, like, because I built a new gaming PC, like, I think September of last year or maybe 2 years ago, i9 64 gigs of RAM, whole works. However, the only thing I didn't upgrade is my graphics card, because I was like, honestly, a 2080 Ti still plays everything I need to now. Yeah. Like, I'm really worried that, like, when this new expansion and all the graphical stuff overhauls come out, that I'm going to be like,
you'll be fine. It's still Final Fantasy 14. Oh, yeah. Okay, it still looks like a PS3 game. You're fine.
Okay, cool. Because I thought not only the expansion stuff was supposedly going to, like, be increased, but also, like, they were going to redo all the old stuff, too. But maybe
they're doing
not
some of the old stuff. It's not going to be, like, a 2080 Ti. Like,
next gen.
If a 2080 Ti doesn't handle it, I'll be worried. I'll also be very impressed. But, no, if you what level are you now?
85.
Wait, you're 85. You beat Endwalker, though, right? Or no?
No, I'm 85, and I think I'm about halfway through Endwalker, if I had to guess.
Oh, gotcha. I thought you'd beat it. Shoot, like, we should run through that together. I thought you'd
That's what I'm going to do the first part of the day. Today, I'm going to wash, you know, those, like, chores you can do around the house where it's like you do stuff, you got to wait till something else is done, like kind of like washing clothes, things like that. So I'm going to do a lot of those type of chores while I play Final Fantasy today. Because there for a while I was on that big grind to get the mount, which you ended up getting as well, right?
The Final Fantasy 15 car?
Yeah. But also there's a 16 crossover, which I don't know if it's still running right now, but evidently to get the mount and to get Clive's clothing, it's much easier to do. You don't have to go to the casino or anything like that. So I'm going to jump in this morning and try to knock that out and then just get back into story stuff and just do the dailies.
Have you pre-ordered Dontrell yet?
No, I plan on doing that today, probably, actually, because
I
forgot
I had boost.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, so not only could you get your current character up to level 90, but you could also level up, like, some jobs and stuff a little bit easier.
Oh, okay.
I haven't pre-ordered it yet either, but I also haven't been playing it. But just talking about it has kind of got me hyped up, so I might play
yeah,
today.
So I need to get that. I want to get my first job to 90, and then I can actually, like – what sucks is, like, all these people that, like, have been playing for a really long time, like, they've had this time, oh, I hit 90, I'm just going to do another job. By the time I get to 90, like, it's only going to be, like, a month before the new expansion's out. So,
you can get to 90 this month if you like.
Oh, I mean, I'm not concerned about getting 90, but I was also interested in maybe doing, like, another class. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
that won't be
hard. But I ain't that worried about it. So been playing a little bit of Final Fantasy, but also played a little bit of Dragon's Dogma and Rise of Ronin. Rise of Ronin definitely reminds me of, like, why I like Team Ninja games. I feel like the fighting system is a little bit more complex in Rise of Ronin, and I like the fact that you can carry two different types of weapons at all time, which is kind of cool. The one thing I found really interesting, and you've probably played a little bit more than me, because I think I only played long enough to where I get to that first camp in Dragon's Dogma 2, and you make your pawn. Is it called your pawn?
Your pawn, like
I made my first pawn, and that's as far as I played. So I barely played anything at all, to be honest with you. But the one thing I noticed was there's no locking one system. Now, evidently there's some casting classes that will automatically lock onto an enemy when you're casting spells. But if you're trying to do melee stuff, there is no way to lock onto a character, which... normally I don't mind, but, like, if you're trying to, like, focus in on, like, the strongest enemy and, like, a mob, like, it's not real easy to do. Now, I don't know if that's maybe because there's a grab. There is a dedicated grab button.
Yeah.
And I don't know if maybe that is, like, their answer to it is, like, oh, well, if you want to target that enemy, just grab them. But, like, you're also limited by what you can do when you grab an enemy. So, like, I don't know. It's just different. But, I mean, I like it so far. I think it looks prettier than the other game, but I think the other game performs a little better, Rise of Ronin, but I think I'm going to end up liking both of them. We'll have to try some co-op in Rise of Ronin once I get a little farther in the game as well. I did think it was kind of funny, though, that, like, you make your pawn and then in the other game you make your twin. So you actually, in both games, you make two characters, which I thought was pretty interesting. But doing that, and then also I... actually, last night, just caught up on, I know that I told you I was watching the show The Rookie, which I'm not a big cop show person. Nothing against the boys in blue. Cop shows have just never appealed to me. However, Nathan Fillion. Yeah,
that's a nice slip up.
I always get those two confused, to be honest with you. actually just randomly looked up all the voice acting stuff that Nathan Fillion had done. I forgot he's done some of my favorite characters. But anyways, he is what makes that show for me. But now I'm finally caught all the way up to season 6, where they're doing weekly releases now. So now I'm going to have some more time to spare on watching shows. So I think, per your recommendation, I'm going to watch A Good Place, because I need a new show to watch, because I've just been repeating a lot of The Office and the shows that I've already watched. So I'll probably check out The Good Place, because I know you don't want me to watch it. Yeah. And you said it's only 4 seasons, so that's not too bad.
And it's a very, like, it's, there are no misses on that show. Like, it's a very just neat,
like, focus story. And tight.
Yeah. And there's just, it's good, man. Don't go into it blind. Don't look anything up. Just enjoy it.
Now, are these 30-minute episodes or an hour episode?
30 minutes, yeah.
Oh, so that'll be an easy watch, I feel like.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Outside of that, I'm trying to think. I watched the new sometimes, like, I just decide to watch a terrible movie when I got nothing else to do and I'm doing stuff around the house. Watch. Actually, I watched the first 45 minutes of it. I couldn't do it. I turned it off. Like, it was that bad.
It's not a long time.
Did you try to watch it?
No.
What I watched was the new, it was basically the remake of Roadhouse with Jake Gyllenhaal.
That looked bad.
It was not great. And Colin McGregor was one of the villains, which surprisingly, like, did pretty well for
him. He's a villain, like, in real life. He's like a terrible person.
Well, in this one, he's like a villain, like, on steroids, because the boy's huge in this, like, in this movie. But it was overall pretty good. Did you see the original? Have you ever seen the original Roadhouse of Patrick Swayze?
No, I haven't.
But it was all right, but not super great. But outside of that, I wanted to go watch the new Ghostbusters. Didn't go see it because it got mixed reviews. I don't know if you went
bad reviews.
Yeah, which is a shame, because I thought the last one was pretty good, honestly. I know that the new Godzilla and Kong movie is out, so I may try to go see it in theaters. I keep having these dilemmas where I keep forgetting that I have movie pass and I have, like, credits just sitting there and not being used. I don't know if you've went back and revisited that service in a while, but it has gotten better than its first initial re-release. They now have it that you can buy tickets ahead of time and do e-ticket options now, where you can show up and just print your ticket like you can if you just normally buy in advance now. Nice. And I think they have the option to use your card as Apple Pay, so you don't have to physically carry your card with you, which is kind of cool.
But I haven't even looked at it in, like, 6 years.
I might try to see if there's a referral link, but how they do it now is they give you different package options, and each packet option gives you a lump of credits.
Okay.
And then depending on the movie, the time of the day that you want to go see that, the value of that movie changes based on, like, how popular it is at that time or whatever. And then you also, your credits roll over month to month. So if you don't use all your credits 1 month, they'll roll over. And you can also buy additional credits if you end up draining them for the month. But I haven't found that. I've found that I've been using it maybe twice a month, that is pretty much, I think, everything I've been up to this month. I'm trying to think, last week I went on vacation. Yeah, I was on vacation all week in the mountains with my girlfriend and my family. That was really cool to get to see my family and just kind of relax and not really have an agenda and just kind of chill. Played some board games with my fam, and my board game collection is actually quite growing. I finally got them semi-organized, but my board game collection is growing quite a bit. So,
very nice.
But been playing a little bit more board games here lately. I forgot what it's like to be a part of a family that is really hardcore when it comes to Uno. Like, I used to think Monopoly was the game that was cutthroat, but man, Uno.
And they both are.
You know, I guess Uno came out and officially said that, like, you can't double stack a draw 4 or something like that. I saw it recently.
Draw 2?
Is it a draw 2? You can't keep stacking draw 2s? Like,
listen, I thought that thanks for the cards, pal. We'll take it from here, right? We don't need you to tell us what to do with the cards.
Right? Yeah, pretty much. But yeah. I tried to pull that move, and then somebody quickly said, that's actually not a rule. They came out and said that. I was like, my whole life's been a lie, I guess. I don't know. But outside of that, that is all I have been up to. I'm trying to think, did we have anything for hot takes this week? I don't really have any hot takes. Do you have any hot takes?
I do not have any hot takes.
Let's see here. How about we do something movie related? We'll do a movie related hot take real quick before we dive into this. Okay.
That's fitting for the topic.
Yeah. So, let's see here. I don't know if I've asked this one to you or not. The Oscars have become more about politics than the art of filmmaking.
No, that's not true.
You don't think it's true?
No. I mean, I think you get like one or two people that make a political statement during the entire 3 or 4 hour telecast. It's not true.
Yeah, I think it depends on the host or somebody during their acceptance speech will make an opportunity, maybe make it political. But I think the overarching theme about like what the Oscars is about, I don't necessarily feel like it's political. That's kind of my thought process. I guess another one I got for you is horror movies, which I can't remember. Are you a horror movie fan? You're not like...
No, I like them.
Okay. Horror movies have become too reliant on jump scares rather than genuine storytelling. Thoughts?
That is true.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that is true. I think there's very few horror franchises that still try to craft a story. Like the old way, like the John Carpenter, even Wes Craven type of storytelling is gone. And it's just basically, let's just reboot this franchise with a brand new cast of no names and just try to get people to jump out of their seat a couple times. Like there's just no
even
attachment to the characters even.
Even if you think about, which I think you're a fan of this franchise, I don't know why I know this or why I think this, but even the Scream movies, I felt like were a good job of like storytelling. Cause like,
it's a good balance too.
Yeah, for sure. What's one of your favorite horror, and this isn't a hot take, this is just a question. What's one of your favorite horror movie genre, like, I guess, like, movies?
The Scream movies are, I'm a huge fan of those. And The Strangers, I love The Strangers. I'm not excited about the new thing that they're doing, though, because it seems like that's the thing we just talked about, like a brand new cast of no names that it's just going to be like jump scare, whereas like the scares in the first one, we're like, oh man, I've never seen that with you, man.
It's genuine like, horror for me.
Like, home invasion movies, man, are terrifying.
And I think the plot twist is, and obviously I think the statute of limitations has been lifted since this movie's been out forever. But the first one, when they're like, you know, why did you do this? And their answer is literally like, because you were home. Like that set with me. I was like, so you're saying if like you weren't home or you didn't answer the door, then chances are everything would have been fine. Like, you know what I mean? Because at the time I was living somewhere that was like not in the city. It was kind of outside of town.
Yeah.
Like, and I think that movie, if I'm not mistaken, is loosely based on real events, I think.
Kind of.
So which that actual stuff is always like based on, you know.
The actual true story was, is someone knocked on the door, said, is so-and-so home? They said, no, they went about their day. But the thing is, they were looking for houses that were empty so they could rob. Not that they could kill. Yeah. So it's still evil and nefarious, but not.
They just replaced Rob for murder.
Yeah. Now, the first one, man. And the second one was good, too. The second one turned into
the soundtrack and just the vibe. Yeah.
The pool part where they go under, the music's all muffled.
And it's in Cincinnati, bro.
It was. You can get a nice shot of Paycor Stadium in the background. It's, the cabin scenes were filmed in Maysville, Kentucky, which is
really,
you know, yeah, not far from where you used to stomp around, if you recall.
I do recall. I do declare. Now, I'm trying to think if there's any. Have you ever seen the movie Citizen Kane?
No.
Me neither. So this
I'm not 90. Not
relevant. Yeah, me neither. All right. So let me get my notes pulled back up.
90-year-olds out there. Yeah. Watching the show.
No offense to the 90-year-olds. So did we talk about. I'm trying to look and see. Because you had just movies, so I guess we don't have to talk about video games.
No, I have a game on there.
Oh, do you? Okay, perfect. So I say we start with, because I think I have a couple on here that overlap with yours. So let's go ahead and get into it. So let's think about, do you want to start with games or do you want to start with movies? Do you have a preference?
I've only got one game on here, but to be fair, it's one of the best sequels I've ever experienced. It's up to you.
Okay, let's go ahead and knock out Let's go ahead and knock out video games because I actually have a few. So let's go ahead and talk. I was really just stalling to go ahead and get a banner is what I was trying to do. Thank you.
Oh, nice. I like that.
All right. So for video games, why don't you just go ahead and start us off the gate with, we'll start with good, right? Yeah. Or best, I should say. Oh, which I already see it. Yeah, it's right there. So go ahead and tell us what your best video game sequel is.
It's Mass Effect 2. It's one of the greatest 100%. Video games of all time. It's also one of the best storytelling experiences I've ever had. Mass Effect 1 set up this wonderful world, characters, everything. And then in 2, it just comes in and just changes like everything you know. From the get-go, from the very beginning, some major plot developments happen. And by the end of it, you are like, oh, God. Like, it feels like you've been through hell and back, which your characters have been. So,
yeah, for sure.
The second game, Mass Effect 2, is a masterpiece. And if they ever could nail it and get a movie trilogy of those three games, if they could actually nail it, it'd be one of the best movie sequels too.
Yeah. I would love for somebody to actually capture that as a show. I think it would be really amazing.
Show would be ideal, I think.
Yeah, I think
people,
so too.
People have said The Expanse is like Mass Effect, the show, but my friend Greg watches it. I think Connor watches it too, but I just haven't given it a shot yet.
Oh, okay. Well,
neither one of them like Mass Effect, so I don't understand why they love The Expanse so much.
I mean, I was late to Mass Effect. There was no reason like I didn't play it per se. I think I just for some odd reason didn't play it when it first came out, and then when I tried to go back and play them on a much later date, it's like the first game, the game mechanics were so like dated, it was just hard to get through. But then when the Legendary Remaster came out, I was like, now's the time. And then I had just gotten a PC gaming handheld at the time. I was like, and I was moving, so all my game consoles and everything, my PCs were getting packed up. I was like, I guess now's the best time as ever to start these games. So I actually played through all of them on my handheld, which is great. All right, so what I have, and I kept my list separate. I don't know why I didn't put it in here for you to see. I guess because I wanted to see kind of like what ours were in common. But I'll quickly run through the video games because I have a few. So I would say The Legends of Zelda Ocarina of Time, while not so Majora's Mask is what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Even though I prefer, like story-wise, I prefer Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, I think Majora's Mask did a great job of building on the success of Ocarina of Time as far as like the new gameplay mechanics they introduced, the story. And then they also introduced a unique like time-based gameplay system.
Yeah.
Into the game. So while I still prefer, for me personally, just because I feel like I'm connected to it a little bit more, Ocarina of Time, I feel like Majora's Mask is a great follow-up to that game. Do you remember, are you an Ocarina of Time fan?
Yeah, for sure.
You remember the first time you pulled the sword out and you turned into like...
That was amazing. I love it.
I can't believe we haven't gotten a remaster of that game, honestly.
They need to. They really need to.
It's a crime. It's a crime, honestly. All right. Second one that I have is, and I know you love this franchise, Uncharted 2.
Yeah.
Among Thieves. It took everything that was good, the storytelling and everything that was good of the first game, but it upped the ante on it in every way, game mechanics, story, the stakes, all that stuff. Uncharted 2 is probably still my favorite in the series, I would say, for me personally. So yeah, I also had Mass Effect 2 that was on my list as well. And then also, Portal 2.
Oh yeah. Portal 2 is phenomenal, man. That's a 10 out of 10.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Portal 2, like, I mean, obviously the first one was great, but like, I mean, there's no, yeah. Portal 2 is amazing.
Did you Portal play 2, The Last of Us Part 2?
Yeah, I did didn't play all of it though. No.
How far did you get?
I only got to do we care about spoilers? So after the spoiler big event alert. Happens,
yeah.
After the big event happens and you take over playing the other character, I probably played only 2 hours past that part. So
you're talking about whenever you play as Ellie for a little bit.
Yeah, and then I also think you play at Abby at some point, right?
Yeah. I'll be honest, I know Last of Us Part 2 gets a lot of hate from like trolls on the internet, but like it's also a great sequel because I won't spoil it for you, but you're playing as Ellie for the first half of the game, right? And it's all leading up to like this big conflict. And then when the conflict happens, the game starts over and you play from day one as Abby.
Oh.
So you get to see everything you just experienced, but from Abby's perspective.
So, like, do you
and get by to the play end of it, hers? You love Abby. I mean, it's amazing.
Oh, okay.
Phenomenal storytelling.
So out of that game, who do you play the bulk of the game as? You play the bulk of the game as Abby?
No, you split between the two of them.
Oh, okay.
You gotcha. You play like 12 hours Ellie, 12 hours Abby. Ellie more, because then after that part happens, you
it goes
basically
back to,
finish the game out as Ellie.
It comes to a head, I assume, at some point, right? Like,
you gotta play it, man. I can't believe you haven't beat that game. It's phenomenal.
Okay. Maybe
gonna
I should honestly
do the show first.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Maybe I should actually try to beat it before the show comes out, because it's probably going to. Yeah. And then the last one I had for best video game sequels, even though I didn't beat the game, I played a fair amount of it. And I think obviously it should be on everybody's list, is The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt.
Ooh, good one.
Just because, you know, out of the series, that one is by far the best, and it's regarded as one of the better games of all time. So I think that one is should be on the list. Now, as far as, and I'll go through these real quick. Do you have any, like, no, you didn't have any terrible ones, did you?
No.
Okay. So worst video game sequels of all time. don't know how many of us actually played this game, but I remember playing these as a teenager, is Duke Nukem Forever. that was, yeah. So Duke Nukem Forever was actually in development hell for, I think, about 10 years. For a decade. But yeah, it was criticized for outdated gameplay mechanics, because by the time it came out, you know, advances had already been made, but they didn't really make much changes for that. The 2006 version of Sonic the Hedgehog was one of them as well. SimCity 2013 and Star Wars Battlefront 2, 2017.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. But I guess it could be said I guess it wouldn't technically be a sequel. The remakes that came out, not great there. But yeah, that's what I had as far as that goes. Now, I know... let's go ahead and start with best movie sequels, and I'll let you start your list, and I'll see, because I think we share the same one for actually, we at least have two of the same ones. So go ahead.
Yeah, some of these I haven't seen all of them, but these are just kind of like general consensus best sequels. But I've got like The Godfather Part Two, The Empire Strikes Back, which is the greatest Star Wars movie ever made. Recently Dune 2 came out. That one I think has been pretty hyped up and people really like it. Harry Potter, I kind of think the first, if you're talking about from a movie perspective, I kind of feel like the first two movies kind of fell flat because they were kind of like more childish in nature, but they're children in that those two movies, so it kind of makes sense. But from like the third one on, they just, I think they get so good. The Dark Knight, I mean, The Dark Knight, I think, set the bar for what superhero movies should be at that time. Of course, I think, you know, a couple other movies have come out since then that have challenged that. I may mention one of them here in a minute. Toy Story 2. I mean, you have Toy Story 1, which in principle is a pretty basic concept of movie. And it really took everything we knew about that world. Because if you think about it, Toy Story 1 is a pretty basic movie, right? But when they get to two, everyone is just so fleshed out. Like, it's not just the two leads. Everyone has like a personality, and it's just really well done. Yeah. Spider-Man 2, the Sam Raimi one. Almost every Scream sequel except for 3. 3 is kind of rough, in my opinion. Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. This is the one that actually got me really hooked into the Mission Impossible movies. Avengers Endgame. So I wouldn't really call a lot of the MCU movie sequels. I mean, there's some that clearly follow a storyline, but Endgame is one of them that does. I mean, it's a direct sequel to Infinity War. So I would count that. Like, I wouldn't count the Marvels as a sequel to Captain Marvel, because so much has happened in between. It's not really, it's a continuation of like a bunch of others. It's a continuation of TV shows and various movies. So I wouldn't really call that a sequel. That's just part of a franchise. But Endgame, is a direct sequel to Infinity War, and it blew my mind. And then this one, I'm not kidding, Paddington 2. Paddington 2 is the most charming movie I've ever seen. For the longest time,
I've heard about that. Yeah. You're not the first person I've heard that from. They actually made that reference in that movie with Nicolas Cage and
Pedro
Pascal. The guy plays Joel. Yeah, they made that reference specifically in that, and I thought it was just a joke, but you're also saying this.
No, Paddington 2 is true. I mean, I'm not kidding. It's a movie for everyone, like of all ages, whether you...
I'm watching that tonight. Do I need to watch the first one?
it wouldn't hurt. I mean, there's some, you know, you get to find out how he got to where he is. But the first one's good too. But the second one is like, bam, whole new level.
Am I going to cry?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But I mean, honestly, it had 100% of Rotten Tomatoes for like 5 years. And then finally, it got knocked down to 99% by some sour grape that just couldn't handle it. But it's really good. But yeah, what do you have on yours?
So I actually had only three movies on mine.
Oh my God. What have I done?
You had two. Now you have two on the one there. So I had The Godfather Part Two as well. I had Empire Strikes Back. I also had, and I agree with pretty much everything that's on your list here, minus the Scream movies, only because I don't know if I've seen all of them.
They're fun, man. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah. I would also agree with Mission Impossible. I feel like each Mission Impossible, for the most part, has gotten better.
Newest one was a little flat.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm curious to see how they tie that up because it's kind of a, they kind of leave you hanging, right?
When does the newest one come out?
Well, I thought they had supposedly filmed them both at the same time, but then the writers, actors strike stuff happened. So I think that delayed it.
May 2025.
Yeah. Oh God, that's kind of far away. But the only other one that I wanted to add, to the list, was, Terminator 2, Judgment Day. Nice. Just because the first one obviously was pretty good. But the second one I think is the one when you think Terminator, I think Terminator 2 is the movie you think about, right? For most people. I would also add one here, Matrix Reloaded, probably. The second Matrix movie I really liked. However, and I'll use this as a transition point into the worst movie sequels of all time. The Matrix Revolutions, you know, I think coming off the success of The Matrix and The Matrix Reloaded, Revelations, I think, disappointed not only fans, but also critics for the most part. I think the big part of that, you know, it was, I think, in this, out of the series, the third one, I think, by far had probably the least amount of action. And then also just the storyline, like the plot just started to get real loosey-goosey towards the end of the trilogy. I think the second one is – I like the story of the first one the best, the action of the second one the best, and then the third one is just like – and then just like the third one is just kind of like, eh. My favorite scene, I think, out of all of them – I don't know how much you remember about the Matrix movies, but when they're in that ballroom with the chandeliers and they're grabbing the weapons off the wall.
Yes, that's such a great scene.
I used to use, when I worked at Circuit City back in the day, and I used to do like home theater demos where I'd take them in what we referred to as the boom room that had the speakers and like subs and all that. Yeah. That's the scene that I would play. Because at the end of it, you get that cool scene where they're firing all the bullets and then he stops them and then they just drop.
Yeah.
But that's one of my favorite scenes, I would say.
So the Matrix, I had the Matrix. So I had the Matrix as one of the worst ones, right? But I even put in the notes, I liked Reloaded. Okay. And I do think if you look at the Rotten Tomato trends, the Matrix, give me one second. I'm trying to pull up Matrix Resurrections as well. So this is actually a little jarring. You ready for this?
Oh, don't tell me the fourth one got better ratings than.
Oh, hang on. All right. How would you rank the four movies? I got like one, two, three, four. I rank them in order of how they came out, as good to bad, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. The Matrix has an 83% tomato score.
Okay.
Reloaded has a 74. That's respectable. I think, you know, people liked it, probably didn't love it. And it, from a storytelling perspective, I don't think it matched the first one, but the action was unmatched. So,
yeah,
that was fine. Revolutions, a 34%.
Yeah.
Matrix Resurrections, higher or lower than 34%?
I think it should be lower, but I have a feeling you're telling me it's higher.
It's higher. It's 63%. Who liked that movie? It was bad.
I mean, while the third one was pretty bad, I would not say it was as bad as the newest one. The
third one, I at least felt like made sense a little bit, though, but.
I think by the end of the movie, though, the whole thing like had this whole like religious arc, I feel like. And by the end, like Neo was basically Jesus. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Technological sins.
That's right. Yeah. And then also the movie that I had also for one of the worst sequels of all time, Speed 2, Cruise Control.
That's a good one.
because the Speed 1 was pretty good. It's like has that whole like 90s action movie vibe that like all the movies do like back in the 90s, but not so great. Yeah. Also, one of the best sequels of all time, I would say probably is
you said Die Hard 2. Oh, Die Hard 2.
Yeah, Die Hard 2 was a good follow up to Die Hard 1. I feel like actually all the Die Hard movies. However, past the third one with Samuel Jackson, that's probably when it went downhill. Like, I even liked the one with, I think it was the third one with Samuel Jackson was pretty good. But as far as worst movies, those are the two that I had. Your list, though, you went ham on this list, and I like to see it.
Yeah, so for the worst, I've got Indiana Jones, The Kingdom of Crystal Skull, and The Dial of Destiny, I think is what the new one was called. Boy.
Yeah, you're right.
They should have just stopped after the third one. The entire Star Wars sequel trilogy. Force Awakens, Last Jedi, and Rise of Skywalker. There was absolutely zero planning. They got these three directors together. They said, here, each of you go in different rooms, make a story. We hope it fits. It didn't fit. But I do want to interject some news in here that we didn't talk about. Star Wars Dawn of the Jedi, which will be James Mangold's movie that he's directing, will be written by Bo Willimon, who wrote House of Cards when it was good, and he wrote some of the best episodes of Andor, including One Way Out. So excited about that. Bo Willimon's an excellent writer. James Mangold's an excellent director, although he did do Dial of Destiny. so we'll see. But I think he also did Logan, right?
Yeah, which was amazing.
Yeah. Star Wars, the entire sequel trilogy, just a train wreck. Any Jim Carrey movie that gets a sequel that doesn't star Jim Carrey. So Dumb and Dumberer, Son of the Mask, and I think one person said Ace Ventura Jr., which I didn't even know that was a thing. But
and like the later Dumb and Dumber movie.
Yeah it's Eric sure. Christian Olsen or Eric Olsen, Christian, whatever his name is. So any Jim Carrey movie that gets a sequel that he's not in, pass.
So pause just for a second. Because if I remember right, because obviously he's in one of your favorite movies of all time. Are you a big Jim Carrey fan?
I like Jim Carrey quite a bit, yeah.
Okay.
Shows of all time too.
What? Oh, yeah. Kidding.
Did you watch that?
That show ended more like sooner than I wanted it to. Honestly,
it crushed me. It broke me as a person.
But what I was going to ask is, what's one of your favorite Jim Carrey movies?
Well, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
You know? Outside of that, because it's one of your favorite movies. Outside of that.
Boy, that's actually really tough.
I love Liar Liar. That's one of my favorite.
I was going to say Liar Liar is probably up there. It is probably that one, Liar Liar. Man on the Moon as Andy Kaufman. God, I love that movie.
I like The Truman Show. And there's also the movie, is it The Majestic, where he, I think, gets a coma? Yeah, that's a slept-on movie. I really like that movie. Yeah,
he's great, one. Yeah. But if they ever announce The Majestic 2 and it stars, I don't know, James Marsden or something.
It'll be bad.
Run. Don't go see it. Space Jam 2. I don't know if you saw this one. Did you see Space Jam 2? That was trash.
It was nothing but a big plug for all Warner Brothers properties.
It was. It was like the Wreck-It Ralph 2 of Space Jam movies. It was just a big advertisement. You had Pennywise dancing courtside at an NBA or a Monstars game with LeBron James. Pennywise is a blonde.
HBO Max said, hold my beer. We're going to show you all of our properties.
It was when I saw Pennywise there that really like unsettled me, just because like his child body count is pretty high. Like, he murders children. A lot. He doesn't belong in kids' movie. I mentioned this a minute ago, but The Matrix Revolutions and Resurrection, I like Reloaded quite a bit. A bunch of horror sequels. So we have, I still know what you did last summer. Saw 2, which wasn't even written as a Saw movie, but the first movie did so well. They just said, let's take the script, throw Saw 2 on it, and that'll be the movie. And then It Chapter 2. I didn't like It Chapter 2. Did you?
No, I felt like it was a big departure from the first movie. I thought the first movie was great. And I don't know, maybe if it was the time jump that did it, that if they would have maybe stuck with the younger cast for at least one more movie and then maybe made technically Chapter 2 the third in the series. But I think it was something about the cast and kind of like the serious tone of the movie and like these kids dealing with some pretty serious things, but then you do the time jump and it's just adults. I felt like the casting was done well for like perfect the adult casting versions. Yeah, I thought that was great, but I just felt the story kind of fell flat for me.
It just felt off. The whole movie fell off. I was so excited to watch it, and we actually watched it not too long ago, and I was just bored. I was like, it doesn't capture the same, like, I don't know, whatever the first one had. It didn't have it, but Maybe it is just because like the first one came out around the same time as Stranger Things. So this whole thing about like kids being put in perilous situations. I don't know.
Well, and I think too, it captured for me, at least the first part of the movie, gave me kind of like that. The reason that I love Goonies, it's about all these kids that are living their own separate lives kind of come together, like, you know, and that's kind of how the movie starts. I think a little bit of that gave me a little nostalgia as well.
Yeah. To round off my list, I've got a couple of either comedy or family movies. I've got Grown Ups 2, which I still can't believe was a movie. We watched this on a bus ride to New York City. It's the only time I've ever watched it. It's the only time I will watch it unless I'm forced to for some reason. I don't get me wrong. I like Adam Sandler. I think it's just him saying, hey, I'm going to go hang out with my friends. And the studio was like, can we film it? And they're like, yeah, sure. Go ahead. Cause that's kind of what it was. There was like no real story, but whatever. Home Alone 3. Not good. Not good at all. And then Hocus Pocus 2. Didn't like that one.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard that was not well received at all. Hot take, never seen the first one. So
you've never seen Hocus Pocus 1?
No.
Oh, you should watch it.
Definitely haven't.
The first one's good.
Yeah. A couple of movies that I wanted to add. So that I'm sitting here thinking about. So Jaws 2 compared to Jaws 1, not a great sequel. I don't know if you've seen the Jaws movies. That was one.
Any of them.
Oh, okay. Well, you can't give me shit then about Hocus Pocus.
Well, okay. That's fair. That's fair. Jaws is iconic. Yeah.
Yeah. Jaws is kind of iconic. Which I guess to be fair.
Iconic too.
Yeah. Also, Teen Wolf 2.
Oh, yeah.
which has, what's his name? He's
Jason Bateman.
He's a guy. Yeah. Jason Bateman. That one, not great. Trying to think of what else. Any of the Alien movies. Also, I think technically, is Evan Almighty a sequel to Bruce Almighty?
I think it could be classified as a sequel, yes.
But he doesn't play the same. Steve Carell doesn't play the same character, though, right? But it's still like the same premise. Did he play the new? Is he?
He was in the first one, yeah. And he's in the second
one. So he was the news anchor. He's the same character.
Yeah, okay. It's him getting like working up the ranks at the news station in the second one.
See, I couldn't remember if he was the same one or not.
His like if I remember correctly, like he's told to make an arc because they're gonna flood the world, and but like he's doing so well professionally that he's kind of like bound. I think it's like a whole like balancing act thing. I don't remember much of it, but
yeah. This might be a hot take. Quantum of Solace.
No, that's not a hot take. That movie sucks. It doesn't suck, but it's not as good as the other.
But compared to the one before that, like, let's be honest. And then also the last one I wanted to add, just based on Caddyshack 2 versus Caddyshack 1.
It's a good one.
But outside of that, any other ones to add for you?
No, I've been trying to think of bad game sequels while we were talking about this, but I'm struggling to think of any bad games. I feel like whenever I experience a bad game, I like just shun it from my memory until someone brings it up. So,
yeah, I was trying to see. Let me just here's an article real quick. I'll pull up from Screen Rant. So top 10 worst sequels: Banjo-Kazooie, Nuts and Bolts.
Okay,
I guess based on the first one. Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2.
Oh, yeah. I did play that one. Forgot about it.
That game felt pretty broken. Also, Devil May Cry 2 was one.
I haven't played any of those.
Oh, I'll agree with this one. Resident Evil 6. Not great.
Yeah, 6 not good.
Tomb Raider Angel of Darkness. That was one. I think that one's the one that followed Tomb Raider 3, I think. It was the one after that. They also had the same one I had, Sonic, 06, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5, which if you're fifth in the series, it's bound that one of them are going to be terrible, right?
Yeah.
They also had SimCity 2013, which was kind of like a reboot. They also had Duke Nukem Forever. And then the one they had as the worst of all time was Bomberman Act Zero, which I've never played a single Bomberman game. Yeah. And then here's another list real quick I'll run down. So Metal Gear Survive.
Okay, I've heard bad things.
That was the thing that after you did Phantom Pain, I believe. That was the one that was more like the survival game. Dead Space 3, which have you played the Dead Space games?
I played the first two. I haven't played the third one.
Yeah, I think 1 and 2 is pretty good. Super Paper Mario, which, oh, they have Mass Effect 3 on here. I wouldn't classify that as...
I wouldn't either.
I mean, I guess if you're... I guess if you're talking about maybe like which one is maybe the worst in the series, but even then, I still think I'd take 3 over the first one. But story-wise, the first one is going to be obviously better, I think. Rock Band 4, which I miss those style of games anyways, to be honest with
you. We're getting new instruments for Fortnite Festival.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited about that. Warhammer 40,000, Dawn of War, which I've not played any of those. Halo 4 was on the list. Okay. That was the third one. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. Thoughts?
The one that just came out? Yeah. That one, yeah. And the old 3 as well, I think. Both were kind of bad.
Yeah, and then their number one was also Duke Nukem Forever. So that's, I guess, funny. Duke Nukem Forever is like the worst.
I thought of one. It's hard to classify this as a sequel, but it technically is a numbered entry into the franchise. But it's, for me, it's more because the game series just gets scummier, and that's The Sims 4. You can make the argument that The Sims games have gotten worse after 2. 3 and 4 both pretty heavily monetized, 4 being almost obscene. Like, it's, the other day we were looking I'll look it up right now. We're looking on Steam, and the expansions, they were having a big sale, right?
And oh yeah, that's turned into like quite the,
even to buy all the expansions, it was, let me see here, now they're not on sale, so it's going to be really bad. If you one of them, so Backyard Stuff is 100% off. It's normally $9.99, so that's generous. But if I want to buy all of them, it's $1,214.25 before tax. So
that is wild to me.
Yeah, it's terrible.
EA, bro, just gross.
It is. And there's another developer making a Sims type game. I truly hope it's fantastic. I would love to see The Sims just eat dirt.
So. Did you see that supposedly Margot Robbie is directing a Sims movie?
No, what? That'd be kind of neat.
I guess that's going to be like following like the success of Barbie or whatever. Like, I guess like she's going to direct that. My only question is like, how's that dialogue work? Because it's like Simlish, you know what I mean?
I can't wait. I'm excited to hear the Simlish.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, that does it for our best and worst sequels of all times for video games and movies. Justin, do you have a pick of the week before we get into like kind of like what we're excited about for the upcoming week? Because I know you got some stuff coming up that you're probably pretty excited about.
Yikes! I don't know if I actually have a pick of the week. I guess I'll go with Orion in the Dark. It's that movie I was talking about. I watched with my kid. It's pretty accessible. It's fun. It's a good family movie. But I think anyone of all ages would enjoy it.
Okay. For me, it's actually a service, which is weird to say. We're not sponsored by them at all, so I can't tell you to go out and do it. But Apollo TV, I just signed up for. I've had it for about 30 days, live TV and on-demand stuff. It's been great, honestly. Like, I paid, I think, $150 for a year, and it's been good so far. Used it when I was up in the mountains. You know, I've been using it to watch The Brookie. I'm probably going to use it to watch Good Place on Peacock, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably still watch on Apollo, so I don't have to deal with the commercials. But anyways, so that's mine. But why don't you tell us what you're excited for? You got some, because I know you're not going to be here, I think, next week. Is that right?
Yeah, so I've got a pretty jam-packed week ahead of me. I've got my kid turns 10, so that's exciting.
Let's go, Owen!
Yep, we're having a party for him on Saturday. And then the day after the party, I'm leaving for a conference where I'll be giving my first ever professional presentation. So,
are you nervous about it?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
How many people are you gonna be talking in front of?
I don't know yet. Find out when they get there. Yeah. I'm doing two of them back to back. I have 15 minutes to get from one to the other.
You coming to Atlanta? Is that where it's at?
No, it's not Atlanta. I'll tell you when we get off here where it is.
Okay, that's fine. You don't want people to come find you. I got you.
That's right. Well, it'd be really easy to find it. And yeah.
No, okay. Well, I think to fill that gap, I think I'm going to have my buddy Alex on, because I think we're going to probably need two fillers, I would say, without you. So I think I'm going to have Alex come on, my buddy Alex, which is on another podcast they have called The Testing Room. And then nice. I think for the other episode, I'm actually going to have all the guys from The Testing Room come on for an episode as well. Right. So be looking forward to that. For me, as far as what I got coming up, honestly, I don't really have any. I mean, I just came off a vacation. The only thing I got to look forward to, I guess, trip-wise or something wise is in June, I'm going to go meet my family up in sounds like the most boring vacation ever, but they have a timeshare in Williamsburg, Virginia. So we're going to go hang out in Williamsburg.
Williamsburg's which, cool, man.
It is cool. I do think it's though this year,
cause too, right?
Yeah, we went last year, 2 years ago. It's not Six Flags, Busch Gardens.
That's so, right. That's right.
Yeah. So we're going to go to Busch Gardens, probably.
Escape from Pompeii, then, my dude. One of the best rides I've ever been on when I was in eighth grade. Hope it still holds up.
Speaking of which, we won't give away where you live, but you all got some pretty bad storms recently, and
we did.
I was surprised to say, with all the chaos that ensued there, that the roller coaster at the local theme park somehow still managed to be
still
untouched. I don't. Yeah, it was. I guess they just don't make things like they used to.
Yeah, we had to shelter in place at work, and I remember looking outside of the window before I realized we had to do that, and you couldn't see anything. And it was like, I don't know, probably 10 o'clock in the morning. And it was just gray and black, like all around, like you could not see anything. And I thought, oh, this is bad.
Yeah. I know tomorrow, you work tomorrow or are you traveling tomorrow?
No, that's next
week. You work tomorrow.
That worked.
All right. Tomorrow. Well, what I was going to tell you, make sure to take don't stare directly in the sun. Tomorrow's a solar eclipse.
Oh yeah.
So don't be doing anything stupid. I
Will
think
I get disability if I do though?
No, because you're an idiot. You remember like back in 2017 when Trump stared at the sun during
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna actually sit on my porch and not look at it, but I'm actually gonna try to capture it with my drone to see the transition.
Burn the lens out on your drone. That's a nice idea.
I don't think that's how that works.
I don't think it works that way either.
But I'm gonna try to do a time lapse video. I don't know how well it's gonna work, but we're gonna see. But anyways, I cannot believe my cat has not moved this whole time.
I know.
That's so well behaved. Yeah, I mean, she might be dead, honestly.
Oh no!
Just kidding. Well, anyways, that is all for us. We want to thank you for tuning in to episode 146 of Nerds with Mics. Please make sure to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel or our podcast in iTunes or wherever you prefer to get your podcast. But also make sure you like and review us as well. That helps with the algorithms. And most importantly, share us with a friend.
Yes.
You know,
share us. Pass us around.
Pass us around like we're sleuts. But anyways,
what
this has been. Yeah, this has been Nerds with Mics. Thanks.
Bye. See ya.
Peace.